The conductive hydrogel is a polymer-like material that has substantial qualities and applications. They are developing different kinds of conductive hydrogels that are being used in many things, in our food, in our water, and injected into our bodies in vaccines. Conductive hydrogels contain nanotech that locks onto your DNA and can be controlled by 5G sensors. They allow for DNA collection and manipulation. Conductive hydrogels allow for tracking, tracing, and biological and mental control of human beings.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. What you're about to see is the live breakout room session that should have happened live today on Cloud Hub, but Cloud Hub was having all sorts of tech issues, so we couldn't go live. My apologies to those who tuned in live, but this is everything that you missed on Cloud Hub. It's titled The Children of Darkness, The Technology of the Beast System. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347, or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. If you were watching live today on Cloud Hub, Five Small Stones, that seminar put on by Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet and others, we're very, very sorry that the breakout rooms did not work. There were a variety of breakout rooms from people like Dr. Jane Ruby, Mel Kay, me and my guests, Hope and Tavon, and there were too many technical glitches that wasn't working today. So we're going to do our breakout session, which is titled The Children of Darkness and the Technology of the Beast System. We're going to do that right now. Hope and Tavon, thanks for joining me.
Hi, great to be here. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but really excited about what we all have to share. So glad we could do it this way.
Yeah, I feel badly about it because, you know, as I told you guys, maybe we should go live on Rumble. I have the capability of doing that on Rumble, but I didn't know. I've never done it before. I didn't know if I could do screen shares, things of that nature. So we're doing it old fashioned. We're doing our breakout session via Zoom. That way everybody can see and hear the sound bites and clips we want them to see and hear. And I'm going to start with this, a paragraph from Archbishop Vigano, who warned our President Donald J. Trump about the children of darkness and the war against humanity. And friends, here's the good news. Vigano wrote, "The American people are mature and have now understood how much the mainstream media does not want to spread truth, but seeks to silence and distort it, spreading the lie that is useful for the purposes of their masters. However, it is important that the good, who are the majority, wake up from their sluggishness and do not accept being deceived by the minority, a minority of dishonest people with unavowable purposes. It is necessary that the good, the children of light, come together and make their voices heard." Friends, that's us. That's Hope and Tavon and everybody who was on that session today with Todd Callender and all of the truth tellers who were speaking the truth about what this thing is, and it is a bioweapon. Before I continue, Hope and Tavon, do you have any comments so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's spot on. I mean, we're wrestling against powers and principalities, we're just shedding the light on the higher level of what's happening on this planet.
This is definitely a spiritual war. And when you understand that perspective, then you know how to fight it and how to win.
That's right. And as one of the speakers said in the presentation today, it is time for those who have been following orders to pivot. It is time to pivot or be tried for your crimes. And that's the good news here, friends. People are waking up in droves, and we're sending the message to the controllers and to the marching order takers that they better pivot or they're going to be tried for their crimes. Okay, so who are the children of darkness? Well, Putin just referred to the upside down nature of current Western politics, calling it overt Satanism. So who are these people? Well, I can give you a few names, and then I'm going to show you a pyramidal structure of who the children of darkness are. We've got the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, Gavi, the Gates Foundation, CDC, the FDA, Pfizer, Moderna, the mainstream horror media, and of course, Johns Hopkins, who colluded with the Gates Foundation to put on Event 201, which wargamed exactly what we went through with the COVID boogeyman virus. They all concluded, and these are RICO level crimes, friends. I'm going to show you what that means in a second, but here is the pyramidal structure of who the children of darkness are. At the very top is the Bank for International Settlements, then the World Bank, central banks like the Federal Reserve, and below them, some of the organizations I just mentioned, including Bill Gates, Gavi, Big Pharma. They all enjoy immunity, but immunity is eviscerated when fraud is present. Fraud eviscerates immunity. Fraud eviscerates everything. So how do we bring these people to justice? Well, again, as I mentioned, friends, these are RICO level crimes. And what are RICO level crimes? Well, as currently amended, they include any violation of state statutes against, are you ready for it? Murder. Look at the VAERS reporting database. They've murdered tens of thousands of people, millions of people with this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. What else? Well, as currently amended, RICO includes extortion. Do you all remember the mayors and governors extorting nurses and doctors, saying if they didn't take the bioweapon, they would lose their job? That's extortion. How about bribery? How about the mayor of New York offering free burgers and fries if you get your injection, or $100 if you get your death injection? That's bribery. How about dealing in a controlled substance or listed chemical? Friends, they won't even list the chemicals in the vaccine. They will not even list the ingredients. And Pfizer colluded with the FDA to try to bury the documents for what, 50, 75 years? These are RICO level crimes, and these people will be brought to justice. How? Here's the good news, friends. It's happening right now in the United States District Court for the District of Oregon, Portland Division. Dr. Henry Ely, Senator Dennis Linthicum, and Senator Kim Thatcher are taking on these people with a redress of grievances, a petition for redress of grievances. And they're taking on Robert Redfield, Rochelle Walensky, you've heard of her, right? Alex Azar, Xavier Baccaria, Brian Moyer, etc. These people will be brought to justice for their crimes. And even if this is low-hanging fruit, actually, I wouldn't consider Rochelle Walensky low-hanging fruit. I put her right up there with Dr. Fauci. Guys, Hope and Tavon, I'm coming back to you. I just wanted to paint the picture that justice will prevail because we have reached a tipping point and the cat's out of the bag. This is a bioweapon depopulation plan, as all of the guests in the symposium today pointed out and quantified with data.
That's right. Well, you know, Paul the Apostle in the Bible, he named the names. And so did you just now, Sean. And yes, we have to start naming those names and bringing them all to justice in whatever way that we can, because this is the time. And like I said, we're fighting a spiritual war and we're standing in the evil day, and God is on our side.
Yep. That's right. Well said. And that's why I'm getting goosebumps, because truth is on our side, because we stand in the light. And those demon creatures I just mentioned, all those organizations from Bill Gates and Gavi to the Gates Foundation to the United Nations to the World Health Organization, they all love to scurry when the light comes on because they do their dirty deeds in darkness. All right. I know you guys have prepped 18 slides. I'm going to turn it over to you guys. This is the technology of the beast system. And the only regret I have that we're not in that breakout session live on Cloud Hub is we can't have interaction with our dear audience. I know a lot of people wanted to join and ask questions. Guys, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do a future one. I'll figure out how live works on Rumble and we'll do a live version of this on Rumble. But in the meantime, I turn it over to you guys. Let's look at the technology of the beast system, because that's what this is. That's what they're trying to roll out, a beast system.
Yeah, and here's our cover slide, Technology of the Beast System. You had mentioned all those organizations earlier that comprise the Children of Darkness, which is a biblical term. That's basically who makes up the beast system. And I just put the symbol for the UN here because that's whenever I see the UN, that's kind of like the overarching government of the beast system. And this is about deep study in the Bible, trying to figure out what that beast is and the end times and all of that. So I've concluded that it is the UN, the New World Order. It is the beast system. This is a picture of that representation of that beast system with the creature with all the different horns and the different mouths. But this over here is artificial intelligence. And we've got 5G and we've got the vaccines. We're going to show you how all of this comes together. And we're going to start from the beginning, a historical background, and it has to do with the biblical account and maybe some things that have not been talked about too much in that biblical account. So how did we get here? Because we're talking about changing humanity, the war that we're in right now. So here's our historical backdrop. This is the seed war. This goes back to the beginning in the Garden of Eden when the serpent told Adam and Eve, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened and ye shall be as gods," with a little g, "knowing good and evil." When God found that they had eaten of the fruit, he said to the serpent, "I will put enmity," which means extreme hatred, "between you and the woman and between your seed," which is Satan, "and her seed," which is Jesus. "He will crush your head and you will strike his heel." It's a great depiction of that right here. We as humans are made in God's image. God has written his name in every strand of human DNA. There's one link to this here, but there's so many amazing bodies of research that show how the name of God is actually written in our DNA when he created us. This is a seed. The word seed means DNA, because what is a seed? It's a little packet of genetic information, of instructions that tells whatever it is to grow into a tree, to grow into a piece of kale, to grow into a banana, like whatever it is. That is DNA. Seed is DNA. So we are in a seed war between good and evil. Satan despises everything that's made in God's image, which includes us, and has been striving for thousands of years to take God's creation and corrupt it so that it's no longer part of God's kingdom. So let's now go to the days of Noah. And by the way, we're taking thousands of years of history and many hours of different talks, and we're condensing them into just a couple of slides here. So there's a lot more behind this. So Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man, or when Jesus returns. So, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man and every creature on the earth, and it grieved his heart. That's out of Genesis 6:6. So what was going on during the days of Noah? Well, this is what was happening. There was genetic modification, transhumanism, bestiality. We had talked about this in our presentations with you a while back, Sean, about the chimera mixing of DNA. And what we have here on the right, we're going to take something from the Book of Giants. So the Book of Giants was one of the many manuscripts that was found in the caves of Qumran in 1947. It's now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Book of Giants describes in detail how the fallen angels insidiously corrupted the genetics of all flesh on the earth. And it says there that there was 200 donkeys, 200 asses, 200 rams of the flock, 200 goats, 200 beasts of the field, from every animal, from every bird, were selected for miscegenation. And miscegenation refers to the mixing of races or species. So this is genetic modification. This was extreme cross-species genetics involving the seed of the fallen angels themselves. It says that they defiled, they begot giants and monsters, they begot, and behold, all of the earth was corrupted.
So on top of that, you know, how did we get here? And we know the Noah's Ark story, where Noah was ordered, God put animals onto the ark, each according to its kind, the ones that are not genetically modified, Sean. And Noah, righteous in his generation, which was referring to his not genetically modified himself, you know, a pure human genetics, God only wanted pure genetic material that he created on the ark to survive the flood.
And that brings us to after Noah. We're going to talk about Nimrod, transhumanism, Tower of Babel, and artificial intelligence as we're speeding through the history of how we got here. So Noah, he cursed his son Ham. There's a big, long story behind why, but Noah cursed his son Ham, who later on, Ham had a son called Cush, who then became Nimrod, who was the first transhuman on the earth after Noah. Nimrod became the founder of the Babylonian mystery schools and the Tower of Babel. Noah also cursed all the Canaanites, the land of the giants, who were also transhuman hybrids, not of pure genetic material. This was rooted in the Babylonian mystery schools, which led to the Tower of Babel, which was the intellectual equivalent of the artificial intelligence transhumanist movement that is happening today. The Babylonian mystery schools also founded what we know today as the beast system, or what Sean was referring to earlier, the members of whom are the children of darkness. What we're talking about now, what's happening here, is the intentional destruction of the temple or human DNA.
So this is a quote out of 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you've received from God? You're not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body. So God can see his DNA. I mean, the Lord knows who is his. And, you know, the DNA, if you look at the top research, DNA is also being interpreted as an antenna to transmit and receive information. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're made in his image. It's another quote. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness. And that's in Timothy 2:19.
Now notice the word seal, which is similar to the seal or the mark God puts on his people. There's a few instances in the Bible that talks about God marking his people. Well, Satan has a mark too. This is the mark of the beast. It could be referring to genetics. God can see those that have altered their DNA. And I didn't have time to put it in this slide, but I found a ton of references in the Bible that talks about how God can see his DNA. It can be interpreted in that way when he looks down at the earth and his people. Here's a quote from Sherry Tenpenny.
So she says, the COVID vaccine is a genetic modification technology designed to change your God-given DNA and permanently weaken your immune system. They want us dead. Those that survive will be chronically sick for life. Those that have multiple boosters will be moved into the transhumanism movement. Unquote.
Now, we had just talked about how God can see his DNA and he knows who is his. Well, in the Bible, during the end times, Jesus says, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." Mm. And if you look at it in this perspective, it might be because your DNA is not something that God made. So that's why he never knew you.
And let me interject. Friends, for those listening, I want you to understand, if you were duped and you were one of the tens of millions, in fact, everybody on the planet who was not granted informed consent, if you were not told what this thing is, if you didn't know it was a bioweapon, if you didn't understand that the ingredients were going to change your DNA on a molecular level, well, I think you can probably pray to God for forgiveness and you'll find it if you repent. And don't get any more of these shots. You cannot get any more boosters. You cannot take the marching orders from the CDC, the World Health Organization, the NIH, or Dr. Fauci. You have to repent. And if I may, let's just show people what's going on here in terms mm-hmm. of the effects on humanity since this thing was rolled out. And then we'll get back to the beast technology. Mm-hmm.
Considering this is the crap that's floating around in the blood of everyone who got the Fauci injection, it's no surprise that life expectancy in the US is plummeting at the fastest rate in history. In fact, from 2020 to 2021, life expectancy in the US fell by nearly 3 years. meaning that people are dying prematurely at 35 times the rate they were before the vaccines were introduced.
I'm going to pause it there. Let that sink in, hoping to find any comments on that, because the mainstream horror media doesn't seem able to correlate any damages or deaths due to this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine.
Nor will they, Sean. And this is just the beginning. You know, I'm pretty sure next year and the year after that, it will be even greater than 3 years life expectancy taken away. This is just the beginning trend.
Yeah, right. And I'm really glad that you said what you said about people need to repent. And I have to say it again, Sean, if you are just coming to this information now and you did not know that these injections were going to change your DNA and that upsets you and you believe in God, I firmly believe that the one that made your DNA is the only one that can fix your DNA. Mm-hmm. And if you repent and pray to God in your own private way, I believe that our God can fix your DNA, because I think we're kind of in this window of time that's like a gray area where there's still time for people to repent and turn to God and say, I didn't know, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Right.
This is one of those ways. But I mean, we could tell you about other things that you can do to mitigate the effects of these vaccines and the bioweapons. But when it comes to fixing your DNA, the only one that can do that is the one that made it.
Yeah, it's in God's hands. So join us. The point here, friends, is join us and help us reach the tipping point so that this Depop plan stops.
Yes.
It needs to be brought to an end. And maybe at the end of this presentation, this breakout session, I'll play the rest from One America News, which does a good job correlating the damage and the destruction and the deaths to the vaccine. Maybe we'll let that play out. But in the meantime, we'll get back to the technology of the beast system.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're talking about, this is what we know that's in the COVID injection so far. Now we've shown this slide before, but I want to revisit it because we just went through what was going on during the days of Noah, which is what's going on right now. And if you read the entire chapter or the beginning of the chapter of Romans 1 in the Bible, it goes through this long description of all the abominations that mankind is doing and all of the different horrible things that they're into. And it's basically describing what's going on right now, you know, men having sex with animals and things like that, right? And then at the end of all of these different things, it actually says that because of what they're doing, they are receiving in themselves that recompense of their error. Now, receiving in themselves, the recompense is like the reward or the consequences of their mistakes. Mm. And when I hear those words, receiving in themselves,
right.
They're like receiving it within themselves without even knowing what's in them. So what are they receiving in themselves? Well, these are the things that have been found in the COVID shots so far: the hydra vulgaris, the microchips, the parasites, the microbubble technology, graphene oxide, steel and aluminum metals, and of course, aborted human fetal tissue.
Okay, and this slide we've also had before, talking about going over the technologies that have been discovered that correlate with published scientific papers, the nanorouters, rectennas, logic gates, all of these things have been observed under the microscope from samples of the vials. Also, we found patents that correlate with the technology that's been discovered. Some of the major ones dealing with devices and methods for transferring data through a human body, and also the famous Microsoft one dealing with cryptocurrency system using the body activity data.
So they're definitely hooking us up to the machine, or trying to. And we want to revisit this slide too as well, because we had talked about how all of this technology, and we'll show you a couple of the patents in the next slide, can basically affect the human brain and the behaviors of human beings. So technology has the ability to affect you mm-hmm. and change you and control humans. Basically, this is the vaccinated brain. Bioweapons effects are not just physical. So this is talking about Dr. Pierre Gilbert, who made a statement talking about this. He made a statement back in, what was it, 1995. He made a statement saying that in the biological destruction, there are the organized tempests on the magnetic fields that will follow. What will follow is the contamination of the bloodstreams of mankind, creating intentional infections. This will be enforced via laws that will make vaccination mandatory. And these vaccines will make possible to control people. The vaccines will have liquid crystals that will become hosted in the brain cells. And we've seen some of those crystals under the microscope in the COVID vaccines, which will become micro receivers of electromagnetic fields where waves of very low frequencies will be sent. And through these low frequency waves, people will be unable to think. You'll be turned into a zombie. Don't think of this as a hypothesis. Think this has been done. Think of Rwanda. And he is referring to something called Operation Crimson Mist, where they beamed a bunch of people with an electromagnetic wave from a plane. And it basically created this giant war where one tribe of people, Hutus, they slaughtered the other tribe of people, which was the Tutsis. And they believe that it was created by beaming people with a microwave that may have had an injection or a vaccine of some kind that was reacting to that microwave, which created their behavior.
That's all on the record, guys. Scott Kesterson, Bards of War, did a fantastic podcast about Operation Crimson Mist. That literally happened. It's not conjecture. It's not a conspiracy theory. The technology exists to turn one tribe against another tribe and have one tribe behave like absolute murderous zombies. Think of machetes against a human skull, and that would give you the title, Crimson Mist. That's how sick these people are.
Yeah. And here's some of those patents.
So this is a continuation. A patent at the upper left is talking about remote magnetic manipulation of the nervous system. On the lower left is an application of using a similar technology where the patient has a biopsy of cells taken from them. They are reprogrammed with some additives, and then they are reinserted back into the brain that can be manipulated remotely through magnetic fields. And then on the right, you have an artificial intelligence machine learning perspective on social simulation, and that is a DARPA project.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs. So they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347. Or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
In continuation of that, from the last slide, these technologies, these particular technologies are dealing with magnetoprotein to control brain and behavior. And these are just two articles that were published talking about genetically engineered magnetoprotein remotely controls brain and behavior. And researchers in the United States have developed a new method for controlling the brain circuits associated with complex animal behaviors using genetic engineering to create a magnetized protein that activates specific groups of nerve cells from a distance. So this is dealing with magnetized proteins. Then another article, magnetoprotein can help magnets control brain circuitry. And this is a newer one. Genetic engineering can now help researchers use magnets to control nervous systems. Scientists have successfully controlled the behavior of zebrafish and mice with this research and suggest that one day it might help treat disorders in people. So you're looking at a rehash of technology with technological improvements along the way.
So we're trying to explain all the technology that they're injecting into people and how it works with 5G or just regular EMF in general. Mm-hmm. And also there's graphene oxide, which is the main ingredient in the DARPA hydrogels, which is how they make these vaccines. The graphene oxide has been found in the vaccines. We've covered that in the past. But we want to connect once again for everybody the understanding between the connection between EMF 5G, graphene oxide, hydrogels, and these new COVID injections. So graphene oxide is activated by the electromagnetic frequencies, or EMF, specifically the frequencies that are part of the 5G spectrum, make it kind of act a little more powerfully, right? All materials have what is known as an electronic absorption band. An absorption band is a range of wavelengths, frequencies, or energies in the electromagnetic spectrum, which are characteristic of a particular transition from initial to final state in a substance. This is a specific frequency above which a substance is excited and oxidizes very quickly. Frequencies beamed at human beings that have a buildup of graphene oxide in their body can cause the graphene oxide to multiply very rapidly, breaking the balance of glutathione and creating a cytokine storm in a matter of hours. Graphene oxide is the main ingredient in DARPA-patented hydrogels. It is these hydrogels that are used in the COVID jabs, the PCR test swabs, and the masks. The conductive hydrogel is a polymer-like material that has a substantial qualities and applications. They are developing different kinds of conductive hydrogels that are being used in many things in our food, in our water, and injected into our bodies in vaccines. Conductive hydrogels contain nanotech that locks onto your DNA and can be controlled by 5G sensors. They allow for DNA collection and manipulation. Conductive hydrogels allow for tracking, tracing, and biological and mental control of human beings.
Well done. I'm so glad we're having this conversation and that we decided to title our breakout room session, The Children of Darkness, The Technology of the Beast System. Friends, there is technology behind all of this. It includes 5G. It includes DARPA technology. It includes the vaccine mRNA technology. It includes nanotechnology, nanobots, dude. It's not a joke. It is deadly real. This is truly a plot to destroy humanity. And I'll do one screen share before turning it back to Hope and Tavon. Did y'all know that Google search results for the term died suddenly have increased over 2,174%?
Wow.
Since 2020.
Wow.
The mainstream media and the public simply cannot sweep this under the rug any longer. That's why we're having this breakout session, because people need to come to the truth. There is a war against humanity, and it is a beastly, beastly war. It's a beast system they're trying to roll out.
You know, Sean, I have to just tell you and the audience that we just had somebody visit us yesterday that we haven't seen in a few years, and they're awake to the truth, but they're kind of really far behind. And we found out that basically there's this huge mass of people that are about 1 year behind in finding out about the information that we knew about a year ago when it first came out. They're just now finding out about the athletes that are dying. Yeah. They're just now finding out about the beginning stages of the biostructures
that are
coming out of the embalmers are finding. They're just now finding out about theirs. This is the conversation we were having with these people. These are Americans, by the way. So it's not a cultural thing. These are Americans that they're the ones that are listening to mainstream news. So there's like all the people that are still listening to mainstream news are just now starting to find out the stuff we knew a year ago. So there's this huge delay, but at least they're finding something out. Like you just said, they can't hide it anymore longer.
Yep.
It's really coming out.
Yep. That's the good news here. And we have to see our cup as half full, because part of the apocalypse is the Great Awakening.
Yes.
Showing everybody what goes on in the darkness, in those closed rooms, in the dungeons, in those think tanks, at Bilderberg Group, at the Council on Foreign Relations, at the Club of Rome. Okay. These are the things they talk about behind closed doors, rolling out a depopulation plan. So I'm really glad people are waking up, because it's been a tough road for those of us who were showing colleagues World Trade Center 7 on 9/11. They didn't get it. Nobody could be so evil, they would say. You would tell them about childhood vaccinations leading to autism. They would say no corporation would be so evil. But now, each to their own, each person must come to that great awakening on their own. And we are reaching a tipping point, because the bioweapon is so obvious. They can't hide the numbers. That's the good news. They cannot hide these numbers. A 40% increase in all-cause mortality in a year, a 2,100% spike in died suddenly searches on Google. They can't hide the truth. That's the good news. It's the Great Awakening.
it's not just the numbers and statistics that they're seeing on the news. It's what they know personally, like the people that they know personally. They're like, yeah, I know like three people that have myocarditis now.
Right.
You know, it's like it's mm-hmm. happening on that level now. So it really is reaching that tipping point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Armageddon. It's all part of the apocalypse, the Great Awakening. That's what the apocalypse is, friends. It is the Great Awakening. And these people want their Great Reset, but they pushed too far. They went all in with their bioweapon, and now they can't hide the data. And their mainstream horror media has so little credibility that, frankly, the mainstream horror media now, if you're not Tucker Carlson, you're just serving to wake people up by trying to cover all of this up. So that's the good news.
So let's talk about how we can stop the beast system. So we have some solutions.
You can protect yourself from shedding by limiting your exposure to freshly vaccinated crowds whenever possible with a full immune system protocol, which includes supplements that block the spike protein transmission and remove graphene oxide from the body. You can mitigate EMF in your environment to stop the transmission of frequencies that are being put out by the 4G and 5G weapon system that have been shown to control our physical and mental health, as what we presented earlier, and how our products work to mitigate EMF. We have handmade products that are a composite of the shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders encased in an epoxy resin. And when this resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. This energy field was discovered and studied by the late scientist, Dr. Wilhelm Reich. And there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that we've included in our research documentation section. And when used in your environment, these devices transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies or EMFs that come from 5G, your cell phone, Wi-Fi, and electronic devices into a healthy life-preserving energy. So the benefits are better sleep, pain relief, better growth in plants, food preservation in your fridge, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. So now, going into science behind the EMF protection that we're talking about, Sean, what we mentioned earlier in this presentation about how the human population are being controlled or manipulated or basically attacked is all dealing with frequencies and invisible. So it's on a higher level. It's an invisible weapon system, and it's using frequencies as a form of warfare. So you have to be able to use that. So we are able to take that and battle that once you know how you're being attacked. So having said that, we're often asked for like proof of organite devices and their effectiveness. And we responded with gathering all the evidence and scientific studies that are hard to find on the internet landscape. And we put them together in a presentation called Orgone Energy Research. Now this presentation is presented in four parts, which are embedded, especially on our website in the blog post. But in summary, it all started in the 1930s when a series of experiments, the late Dr. Wilhelm Reich discovered that living samples placed in containers made from alternating layers of steel and non-conductive organic material were able to harness healthy cosmic energy from the environment. He called this energy orgone. Today is called several other things like scalar energy or torsion fields. Sometimes it's the same thing that would be mentioned in research called radionics. Also the experiment dealing with accumulators has been replicated by the University of Pennsylvania with orgone accumulators and seedlings. We also talk about that in our presentation. But these orgone accumulators had the ability to preserve blood samples for longer periods of time. We're talking 70% longer than in the control group, sprout healthier plant seedlings, and provide pain relief for his patients who sat inside the large orgone accumulators. So when you fast forward to today, where instead of using sheets of steel and plastic, we use a composite made up from a blend of iron oxide, steel, brass, and shungite and crystal powders encased in an epoxy resin. And the end result is a harmonizer that is able to transform these harmful wireless fields from your cell towers, smart meters, smartphones, an internet router in your television into a more beneficial energy for you and your plants and your pets.
Now, basically, this is like based on frequencies, pretty much.
Yes.
Like we're changing the frequencies, because this is a war of powers and principalities, and Satan is like the prince of the power of the air, right? So we're talking about things that you can't see. We're talking about frequencies. And so this is what this technology, this natural technology, God-given natural technology, can do as far as fighting back the frequencies that they're putting at us by changing them.
So the effects of this scientific phenomenon were replicated and well documented in studies done by the University of Pennsylvania. That's one place, the Harold Kleitas Microscopic Research Laboratory. They did the Reich blood test. And then in addition, there's fascinating studies done by Professor Alexander Golod with his pyramid study in University of Moscow that shows striking similarities to Oregon energy. And we're going to briefly get into that. In addition to that, we're also going to talk about a special mineral called shungite. Now, shungite is a natural mineral found in Karelia, and it is can be up to 98% carbon-based and is naturally abundant in nested carbon fullerenes. So it's not just fullerenes, which is a special structure of carbon in the form of a buckyball geometry. It's fullerene within fullerene within fullerene. And some interesting science has been done dealing with this very special configuration of carbon fullerenes. But what that is able to do, it transforms local EMF radiation into something that is harmless. And so it reduces the toxic impact on the body by having this material around the body. It boosts the body's metabolism. It's a cleanser for nuclear radiation. In Russia and in those areas, they have used it in the past for cleaning nuclear radiation disasters. It's a natural water detoxifier and decontamination agent, and it also reverses beehive collapse. There are beekeepers now around the world that are taking this material in powder form and creating paints to paint the outside of the beehives and putting some of these stones around the beehives, and have completely reversed their beehive collapse sickness that they were suffering from. This is a continuation dealing with the research by Professor Golod, who created a bunch of pyramids around the Moscow and other parts of Russia. And some of the studies he found by creating these giant fiberglass pyramids were the immune system of organisms increased upon exposure to the pyramid. There were specific properties of medicines that increased in their potency after exposure to the pyramid. Agricultural seeds placed in the pyramid showed a 30 to 100% increase in yield. The Russian military radar detected an energy column above the pyramid that was thought to have been repaired the ozone layer in that area around Russia. The pathogenic strength of different viruses and bacteria becomes less when exposed to the pyramid. Also, there's the amount of radioactivity becomes less after exposure to the pyramid. They put radioactive samples in the pyramid and its radioactivity reduced in time. Also, improved oil viscosity in deposits below a pyramid array. They made they put these pyramids in a field in Russia where there's an oil deposit, and it decreased the viscosity, making it easier to pump. And because of that, they created a world patent to use that technology someday. So in addition, and all of this goes into the science of, because that was fiberglass, these large pyramids built out of fiberglass. What we're going to talk about now is the Pyramid of Giza, which is built out of limestone. Okay, and what they found recently is the Great Pyramid, this is in phys.org, Great Pyramid can focus electromagnetic energy. Study reveals the Great Pyramid of Giza can focus electromagnetic energy. An international group has applied methods of theoretical physics to investigate the electromagnetic response of the Great Pyramid to radio waves. Scientists predict that under resonance conditions, the pyramid can concentrate electromagnetic energy in its internal chambers and under the base. The research group plans to use these theoretical results to design nanoparticles capable of reproducing similar effects in the optical range, so basically making small pyramid antennas. Such nanoparticles may be used, for example, to develop sensors and highly efficient solar cells. The study was published in a Journal of Applied Physics. So what we're looking at is a map of the pyramid and having different frequencies of radio waves bouncing on the pyramid to showing the response at the pyramid and below the pyramid.
So basically the shape of the Pyramid of Giza
and its size and its material properties.
It's been theorized a lot that maybe it was this giant piece of technology, like some kind of technology.
Yeah, some kind of transducer, energy transducer,
right?
Using water. So the science is there. We're dealing with a complex a set of geometry and materials to change the electromagnetic environment. You can do it for your benefit. That's why we're talking about this.
And so, like we said earlier, just the shape of a pyramid alone, it doesn't have to be a huge building like the Pyramid of Giza, but exactly. even just a small pyramid, there's something about the geometry of a pyramid that actually channels and focuses energy, especially electromagnetic energy.
And its material properties.
Yeah, and so that's the reason why some of our products are in the shape of a pyramid, because that helps to take the field that's generated and put it out there in a much stronger way. And on our last slide, as always, we just want to tell you guys about our products. We have sleeping pods for a good night's sleep, charge plates for around the home. They help to preserve food and more, phone shields for your routers, for your laptops, for your phones, pendants, garden sets that include pyramids and garden pucks that you can use this to grid your property, and some different tiles for incorporating EMF protection into your construction projects. And as always, if you want to help support SGT Report, you can check out our stuff through his affiliate link here, ftwproject.com/REF6. And we can see all kinds of different testimonies about our products on our site. And of course, all of our scientific studies and documentation and lots of videos are on our site as well. And so with that, we just want to say thanks so much for giving us another opportunity, Sean, to yes. To do a presentation together.
Yeah, we just wish that, like you said, our customers and the audience were able to interact with them real time.
Yeah, and if you ever want to do something like that, where after you figured out a new live platform where you want to have people come and ask questions, we'd be more than happy to come back and be part of that.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think we should do that. And I really do appreciate you guys sharing with us your information on the technology of the Beast system. And if you guys want to try any of those products, I do recommend the phone shields and the sleeping pods. I got a bunch of their products and it's good stuff. I will leave the link below. I want to thank my guests for joining us in what was supposed to be a breakout room for today's session put on by Todd Callender. And instead, it is a breakout session for SGT Report, thephaser.com, Rumble, and all of the associated platforms. I will post this far and wide. I want to thank Hope and Tavon for your information today. Thanks for joining us, my friends.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Great to be here. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And guys, we're going to play this one out with the rest of that report from One America News, which is the real news, the news the Mockingbird mainstream horror media refuses to share. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. I'll remind you, for real news every single day, visit us for free directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and yours. Now here's One America News.
But these mystery deaths all have one thing in common, one common denominator. Every one of them received the new experimental vaccine. At some point, those responsible must be held accountable. The pharmaceutical giants who made these drugs, the media who pushed their propaganda, and the elected officials in Washington who made it illegal to refuse them. Until then, we, the people who trusted those officials, can only look on in horror and disbelief at the carnage being inflicted by the murderers we thought would save us.
I even had a nurse tell me she obviously knew the dangers of remdesivir, and whenever she was given the order to give the remdesivir to a patient, she would drop the medicine in the trash. She would just let it run out in the trash. She wouldn't even give it to the patient.